The California Water Institute at Fresno State helps all of us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're looking at water conservation. Drought is a regular part of California's climate, but recent droughts have shown how intense and widespread the impact can be. The 2012 to 2016 drought was the worst in state history. Another serious drought from 2020 to 2022 prompted state of emergency declarations across California. During drought, reservoirs decline, rivers run lower, groundwater pump increases, and ecosystems are stressed. Farms may be received, reduce surface water deliveries, cities may call for cutbacks, rural wells may go dry, and in these moments, conservation can become one of the fastest and most important tools available. Conservation during drought can take many forms. Urban residents may reduce outdoor watering, repair leaks, use efficient fixtures, or replace thirsty landscaping. Agriculture users may improve irrigation efficiency, change management practices, or make difficult decisions about which land to irrigate. Water agencies may increase outreach, adjust rates, or implement restrictions. In 2015, during deepened drought, Governor Jerry Brown announced the first statewide water conservation mandate aimed at urban areas. That action reflected the seriousness of the crisis and the need for broad public participation. But conservation is not only an emergency response. It's also part of a long-term resilience. Every gallon saved during dry periods can reduce pressures on reservoirs, groundwater, and imported supplies. Conservation can also reduce the energy needed to move and treat water. At the same time, conservation alone cannot solve every water challenge. California also needs storage, recycling, recharge, stormwater capture, infrastructure improvements, and ecosystem protection. But conservation remains one of the most practical ways for individuals, businesses, farms, and communities to contribute. Looking forward, climate change is expected to make droughts more intense and dry years more frequent. That means conservation cannot be treated as temporary. It must become part of how California lives with water every year. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.